Jax Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top officials in NATO say it is the biggest violation of its airspace since the war in Ukraine began. Poland, a key NATO ally, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of the drones a direct threat. Russia's defense ministry saying just now it did not target Poland. Emergency personnel in Qatar continue digging through the rubble of an Israeli attack on Hamas's political leaders in Doha, a move that has drawn widespread condemnation from several countries. Fed Governor Lisa Cook remains on the job despite President Trump's attempts to fire her.
The judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from firing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The judge says Cook can keep doing her job as her lawsuit plays out in court, adding Trump has not given a legally permissible cause for her removal.
ABC's Perry Russum. An excerpt of Kamala Harris's new book, just published by The Atlantic, says in retrospect she thinks she should have fought harder to let President Biden make the decision on running for re-election. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Families at Madison West High School say students with disabilities were unfairly cut from the swim team. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome. She's been on the swim team for 2 years as an exhibition swimmer. That means because of her disability, she's a member of the team just with some modifications. She has a reduced practice schedule and doesn't score points for the team when they compete. This year, the program has grown and multiple swimmers were cut from the team, including Asha. Her parents say school officials told them Asha would have to try out for a spot with no accommodations for her disability. Supporters flooded a school board meeting Monday night for a chance to talk directly to school board members. Here's part of what Asha herself had to say.
I am fast. I hold all city records and pool records across Madison. Being part of a team makes me feel like I am part of something bigger than me, a community.
The families say another student with disabilities was excluded, too. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West this year. Her dad, Charlie Bergstrom.
There's a silent, nefarious message being sent to all kids that those with disabilities are less than, potentially reversing all the work that the district, the staff at West in particular, that Coach Elmaker has done to foster a culture that's actually in line with the stated goals of the district.
A spokesperson for the district released a statement to multiple outlets saying, quote, "The Madison Metropolitan School District is deeply committed to ensuring that all students have access to safe, inclusive, and welcoming opportunities in our schools. We understand the importance of athletics and co-curricular programs to the educational experience and encourage involvement to the greatest extent possible," end quote. The families are asking the district to reverse course and let the girls back on the team. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last Sunday's game between the Packers and Lions drew 24 million viewers, the most watched week one game on CBS in 28 years. Tomorrow night, they host the Washington Commanders. Green Bay defensive end Micah Parsons has had some of his best games against Washington during his time with the Cowboys.
I don't know, just the strategy, coaching, understand who you're playing against. They're just an explosive team, starting with that quarterback, and it just means a lot more you got to get to.
The Packers could be without right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks, both dealing with injuries. There'll be game time decisions. And the team signing Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million, even though he's still rehabbing a torn ACL. College football, the Badgers will play at Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Game time 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill likely to start at quarterback again. Women's volleyball, the Badgers beating the UWM Panthers last night. 3-0 in straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a few sprinkles in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies can be expected. Another nice September day with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A bit summery on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 80 degrees. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former ambassador and former White House ethics czar, Norm Eisen. We discuss why the Epstein files matter more broadly for government accountability.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX in the Mad City, Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
He's with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Are you okay?
What an excellent day to buy a Kamala Was Right About Everything t-shirt at StephanieMiller.com. Good morning, Jody Hamilton. Thank you for filling in the breach again. Poor Bella is still recovering from COVID, which is a thing.
Right.
Again.
It is a thing still.
Yes.
And Sean will be here tomorrow and Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. And Chris Lavoy has had 75 other jobs on top of his normal $11 billion. Everybody be gentle. Guy, Captain Limpress guy, you're not invited this morning.
That's the least thing that bothers me, seriously.
It's true. Oh, did you see, John Kennedy, the bad one?
Yeah.
God, that name has just been mangled now, hasn't it?
I know.
Dear God, we're going to have to tell our children, I won't have children, but that there were good Kennedys at one point.
Yeah,
Still are good Kennedys.
There still are.
They'll be like, oh, you mean brainworm guy and then the guy from Hooterville, that guy? Yeah, I'm mixing up my...
Oh, no. Comer?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Comer?
No, I'm sorry. Kennedy was the one that said something, horrible and sexist and racist about AOC.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I meant, Comer said something homophobic about Robert Gunn. I'm sorry.
I'm having trouble
keeping my racist homophobes apart in the Republican Party.
Southerners.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he called Robert Garcia a drama queen. Because, crazy stuff like he cares about...
Stuff?
People. Children being systematically raped over many, many years.
Yeah.
And then got rich people covering it up.
Yeah.
I know, right? Drama queen. Wow, hysterical. But he just said, he just tweeted back, is it because I'm gay? And then he used the emoticon with someone painting nails.
Uh-huh.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Democrats learning how to fight back. Yes.
Garcia is one of those people that does that very well.
Yes,
exactly. There is a sound clip for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala called everything. Oh, my God. Nice job, by the way, in the D.C. restaurant booing. This is the first time ever he's eaten outside his own something he owns. People literally called him America's Hitler.
Yeah.
Booed him.
Yeah.
And at the same time that Russia was sending drones over Poland, Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kamala warned him that would happen. Because has he blamed Joe Biden yet for Putin eating his lunch about, Poland and, maybe World War III and... No? Has he? He will. What time is it? This was in me, as you probably know, my insomnia overnight. I woke up, I'm like, wait, what now? Is World War III starting? What's happening?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yes. NATO fighter jets have shot down Russian drones over Polish airspace for the first time during an overnight attack on western Ukraine in what Warsaw called an unprecedented violation of its territory. Yep. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has invoked NATO's Article 4, triggering a meeting of the alliance's members, saying this situation brings us the closest we have been to open conflict since World War II. Nicely done, MAGA. Nicely yep. done, yep. anti-war president. Yep. How's that going? He seems to really have Putin and Netanyahu on a leash, doesn't he?
Sure.
Wow, they seem really super scared of him, and yeah. like we're respected in the world again, as he often says, right? Chris enjoys my sarcasm. I turned the sarcasm meter up to 11.
I have this much patience this morning.
I know, I'm sorry. yeah, D.L. Hewley said, wait a minute. Poland shot down several Russian drones that entered their airspace. I wonder which presidential candidate warned us that Russia would do that. That sound clip was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like her calling it exactly. Mm-hmm. I just, Mike Nellis, our new best friend. Hi, Chicago. Said, good morning to everyone except Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who wasted 2 hours at Joe's Seafood while Russia attacked Poland with yep. drones last night. Yep. They should have dropped everything to coordinate the world's response, but instead they sat there stuffing their faces like idiots. Pathetic. I mean, I don't... All of them are... Okay. Mm-hmm. Just hoping I wasn't right. Yes, Kelsey said, remember when Kamala Harris warned us that Russia would likely go after Poland and Trump would do nothing to stop it? It's wild how she was exactly right about everything. Wild. That's sarcasm, because, of course, she was right. See, everyone's engaging in the sarcasm. All the kids are doing it,
yes,
Chris.
I know.
So don't blame me.
That's why I'm off social media.
Yeah. And Dan got to it before me. I can't wait to hear Trump tell us how the whole Russia-Poland thing is Joe Biden's fault. Yeah. I mean, okay. I just, you know, everything they do, by the way, is so, every lie is so ridiculous that I don't even waste the brain power anymore trying to get my mind around.
It's a waste of time. What,
yes. But thank you to our beloved JoJo from Jurors, because this, Epstein, because they asked him last night, he said, that's not my signature, and that's not how I talk. It's exactly how you talk, and it is exactly your signature.
Right.
They put up a letter to George Conway and Hillary Clinton. It's the exact identical. You mm-hmm. don't even need to be a handwriting analyst.
They even had other signatures where he just signed Donald and not Donald Trump.
Right.
And it matched exactly.
And Caroline Leavitt lies on top of lie.
Caroline.
She's like, oh, there was an analysis in the Signal, I think it was, that said that a handwriting expert said it absolutely wasn't his signature. Everyone's like, no. No such story exists. No such. I mean, they just... Oh, my God. Anyway, Joe said, so hold on. We're supposed to believe the Democrats forged Trump's birthday drawing to Epstein 22 years ago, put it in a leather binder, had it seized during his first term so they could bring it out after he won re-election for his second term. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
Had a little bit about that last night.
Oh, might I hear it, Chris?
Sure.
Thank you.
The year is 2003, and everyone agrees Stacey's mom has got it going on. The scene, the 50th birthday party of renowned financier Jeffrey Epstein. Suddenly, a time-traveling Joe Biden bursts into the room. He's there to sabotage apprentice host Donald Trump by forging his signature in a birthday book that will be discovered in 22 years. As Joe sets up his notorious auto pen, he hesitates. Maybe this is wrong. We can't really frame America's greatest future president, can we? The answer comes from an obscure Illinois politician who utters three words that will change history forever. Yes, we can.
Oh, my God. Yep. I mean, here's the thing. We're a volume business, Chris, as they say. Yeah, we don't have like 11 billion Emmy-winning writers and do it, hour a night. We do 3 hours every day. So I don't have the brain power to waste on every lie because I feel like it's so obviously ridiculous to normal people. But then you have to wrap your head around. And once again, Jody, comedians doing better journalism.
Always.
Some version of that question mm-hmm. is what should have been asked Trump last night, mm-hmm. Caroline Leavitt. I mean, seriously, put it in terms that show exactly how ridiculous it is. I mean, Ed Krasenstein said, so Republicans think someone forged Trump's signature on a letter 22 years ago before Epstein was ever accused, gave it to Ghislaine Maxwell, who put it in a book 14 years before Trump ran for president. I mean, mm-hmm.
Okay. And of all the other people that are still alive in this, so Trump's the only one that was forged.
Right.
Yeah. That
the
one was
right.
forged. Right. All the right. other ones are, right. I mean, it's just, okay.
I believe Clinton had a letter in there,
he did.
Too.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Yes. And again, this is the difference, by the way. Democrats released that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
right?
They did.
Yeah, they could have kept Clinton's name out of it.
Yes, so they're the ones not making this
exactly.
partisan. Again, we don't know. Obviously, his spokesperson has always said the same thing, that he did not know about Epstein's crimes, the four trips he took on, plane were on Clinton Foundation business with full security detail and Secret Service. I have to hope, Jody, like the truth will all come out about this.
Absolutely.
At some point, mm-hmm. you know, but... anyway, I don't.
I still don't think Clinton is entirely hands clean.
I mean, the problem is of who Bill Clinton is, but that doesn't mean
he
he's guilty
of. He has a reputation,
right?
He does.
But that doesn't mean
but
he's guilty of this.
But so does Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump has way more.
But they both have a reputation.
Well, yeah, but Clinton's is not anything other than consensual sex with outside of marriage. I mean, it's just anyway.
There were some other people that said it wasn't. That,
that were funded by right-wing groups that turned out to be mostly debunked? Yes. All right. Let's just leave that there.
Let's leave that in the
Let's
past.
Leave that there. Okay. Let's get on to the present lies from Caroline Clevett.
The president has one of the most famous signatures in the world, and he has for many, many years. You know that, Maggie, you've covered him for a long time, long before he assumed this office when he was a businessman in New York. The president did not write that letter. He did not sign those documents. He maintains that position, and that position will be argued in court by his lawyer.
No, it won't.
The president is very confident he's going to win this case.
No, he won't. As Jill Weinbanks and every other legal scholar in the country has said, there is no way he's going. No. He's going to, like every time he sees out, he's mm-hmm. going to drop this because he's not going to sit for a deposition.
No.
Because this is all obviously 100% true. I mean, it's... Dave, I always ever said it's all one story. Carly said, the sad part is there is nothing happening right now that it's a surprise. From the GOP protecting billionaire pedophiles to Russian drones entering Polish airspace. I mean, oh, by the way, did she also talk about Qatar? So the same, here, hold on, 12, yes, all Caroline right. Levitt on that.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal.
Okay. I guess, I don't know, what did she say Trump was? I think she wanted to say Trump was something, disappointed, something.
Disappointed.
Yeah, he seems, wow, like Netanyahu and Putin just...
So disappointed that
terrified
he didn't leave his dinner last
right.
night
yes.
at Joe's Crab Shack.
Uh-huh. Yes. Qatar, did I mention Qatar's our ally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
mm-hmm.
that's a bit of a sticky wicket.
Wasn't there a plane or
also
something?
Also Poland, by the way, in NATO and is one of our allies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pardon
yeah.
me?
Yes.
Do you think Malcolm Nance is going to have any thoughts on anything this
no.
morning?
He's going to be a little shouty.
No, he's going to be
I turn
fine.
Your volume down now, just preemptively. We have lots of man we meet. We have the Bob Seska. We have the, Malcolm Nance. We have the Carlos Alzraki.
We do?
Yeah.
And maybe someone else.
And maybe.
Oh, God save us from celebrity bookers. It's the only times we had this conversation.
We can say who we might have.
No, don't say
I think,
it.
No,
we
that's
can.
A no.
We can.
Can we call your mom to help us if something
she's
just falls through?
She's asleep right now.
Well, then let's wait a little bit.
They probably know each other, right?
They do.
Yeah.
So here's what happens in radio when you're... What did a publicist say to us once? You have to understand how low on the totem pole the celebrity or the show business totem pole radio actually is.
Yeah, we've been told.
So they just think we're just like little hobo beggars. We'll just take whatever scraps they throw.
Sure.
Yeah, or they, after 20 years, still don't know what time we're on. So they're like, great. That's booked, and you can.
Yeah,
that's at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're
uh-huh.
like, we're uh-huh. only on till.
Right.
No, we
right.
only do right. live interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is someone we've worked with for.
Yes, yes. So the question was, would you like John Cleese? We're like, yes, absolutely.
He's booked for 2:30.
We're like, we're not here. Okay. Carol Burnett has his number, so listen.
I don't know if she had his number. Well,
oh,
no,
come on.
Go to one of her
oh, that's
parties.
True. She had to ask me.
They
for
live in the same area.
Yeah, they
yeah.
She had to ask me for Lily
too.
Tomlin, so who knows? She's got a obviously substandard Rolodex for a legend. Anyway, yeah, so we'll see. We're just like, okay, yes.
We might have John Cleese in hour 3.
Okay.
If it happens, it happens. If not, we'll have Carlos the whole hour.
That's the worst tease ever. Well, do we have Vonnie's voiceover for the new country station? Do we have that?
We do, yes.
Wait, hang on. Oh. We announced this yesterday that there's Trump Country 104 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Trump in a cowboy hat, and it's a new country station.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt like we needed the politics bar guy, Lonnie, for this promo.
Right.
Yeah.
They canceled team names, the anthem, even halftime shows. Now it's Fourth and Woke, and we're calling the plays. Leave us a voicemail with the most pathetic woke thing you've seen in football or in your life. Every week, one caller wins the Trump Country Tailgate Command Kit, flamethrower grill starter, a rack of ribs, camel cutting board, and flag toothpicks. And one true patriot takes home the Freedom 5000. That's $5,000 in cash to spend on guns, grills, steaks, ammo, flags, or anything guaranteed to trigger your liberal cousin. We'll play the calls that trigger toe food eaters everywhere. Because this isn't just football season. It's a season to cancel.
God. That was perfect for Man Meat Wednesday.
Yeah.
We just didn't have quite enough testosterone today.
No, not at all.
Oh, look, you can also get a Jody is Right t-shirt in addition to your Stephanie is Right t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
And also your Chris is Wrong t-shirts. If you want to get a Chris is Right, out of charity.
Outsell the Chris is Wrong t-shirts.
Yeah, out of pity. Pity, charity. For Captain Limp Wrist. All right. Sorry for the snort. Okay. Our first serving of Man Meat, Bob Seska, coming up. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Furf. Oh, you know what? I saved a news story for this, which is perfect, and now I've forgotten where it is.
Oh, no.
Listen, they're fighting the good fight of freedom. Oh, I know who, James Tallarico. Who just declared for Senate in Texas.
He's a pastor.
He is like a little mini John Fugelsang.
Yes.
And he has been out talking about the religious takeover of public schools and how wrong that is. Oh, there. Can I see? I jogged something loose up there. Anyway, he's fighting that good fight just like Freedom From Religion Foundation. Right? Talking about the religious schools using your taxpayer money for vouchers. No good. Right? Let kids go back to reading, writing, arithmetic. Leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or the mosque. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Okay, thank you. Overly enthusiastic sidekick this morning. FFRF defends the Constitution. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of religion, and from religion, time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. I use it every day for my hair, my nails, my joints, my digestion even. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go now to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book 2 rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Foundation. Help ZPA reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name, Stephanie. That's STEPHANIE to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, ZPA is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
There's nothing quite like the perfect bra fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what their expert bra fitting specialists deliver. One-on-one fittings are tailored to your unique shape in a graceful, no-pressure environment. From everyday comfort to special occasion elegance, Allure makes sure your bra fit feels as good as it looks. Experience a new standard of personal attention coming soon to the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Moms and dads, do you wish you could know where your kids' shoes are at all times? Now you can with Skechers' newest Apple AirTag compatible sneakers, Find My Skechers. There's a clever hidden AirTag compartment under the shoe's insole. It's sleek, secure, and your child can't feel or see it. Then you can check where your kids' shoes are on the Find My app. Plus, they're available for boys and girls. Get Find My Skechers at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever kids' shoes are sold. Apple AirTags sold separately.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, get it. Get in. Get in. Ride the train. Do it. Tennessee Holler says, seems like Trump really has Putin and Bibi under control. Yeah, everything. Nicely done. Nicely done. And he got called. You know, weirdly, here, this is ironic.
What?
He was called America's Hitler just as Putin was invading Poland.
Right. Interesting.
It's a little on the
Nose. Yeah,
which Trump is not going to do anything about.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Alanis.
Don't you think?
John says, now that Donald Trump has shown he's not serious about standing up for Ukraine or NATO countries, Vladimir Putin appears to be seeing what he can get away with over this of Poland. No kidding. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Nance has thoughts.
Yes.
He will have thoughts in an hour. Let's rename that segment. Yeah. Malcolm Nance has thoughts. Deep thoughts.
Shouty McShoutface.
Like the Jack Handy.
Yeah, deep thoughts by Malcolm Nance.
Uh-huh.
Loud thoughts. No, actually, loud.
Very,
loud
very loud thoughts.
Loud thoughts uh-huh. with Malcolm Nance.
Loud noises.
Loud noises. I don't know what we're arguing about. Okay, Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Stop yelling.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Steph. I have some updates from the detention center, and you know, I ordinarily wouldn't even ask this if it's possible to be held over to the next segment. I don't know if you have anybody.
Well,
scheduled.
Then you will be smack dab in the middle of Bob Seska, where I know you want to be, you little saucy little
right.
whore.
Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday. Sorry.
Yes. Yep.
Sorry. It's Wednesday.
Okay. But go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. So very quickly. There was a young woman who was looking for her brother-in-law. The person that answered the door, these are all boarded up doors and windows, right?
Yeah.
Looks like he could have stormed the Capitol. I just got an update from her that they are not assigning case numbers to any of the detainees, and they are taking them to locations 4 hours away and not telling their family members where they're taking them.
Oi. I don't know what to say about.
Yeah.
Okay. I just, this Supreme Court. And by the way, they did, with lightning speed, they're going to take up the tariff thing.
Of course
it's
they
It's so
are.
Weird how they got to just like snap to when it's for Cittadini.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing about, hang on, I'm thinking back to something. Oh, all the stuff that would have landed him in jail in any normal justice system, that they kind of, you know, slow walked.
Right.
Co, can we play the moonwalk music backwards? Can you do that?
No.
Just kidding.
No.
Let's.
I can play the moonwalk music. Just can't play it.
Yeah. Well, when people walk things back, we're playing the moonwalk music now. But I'm just saying, maybe we could play the, okay.
No.
All right. That was a lot to ask.
I mean.
And also, I slammed us into a hard break.
Yes.
All right, Bob Seska next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Republican lawmakers are proposing a bill that would allow smoking in some Wisconsin bars. It would allow smoking inside of tobacco bars and allow the use of cigars, pipe tobacco, and brown cigarettes indoors. Under this plan, any current tavern could qualify as a tobacco bar as long as they buy a tobacco sales license. Healthcare advocacy groups, including UW Health, the American Cancer Society, and the American Heart Association, oppose this measure. They say it creates large loopholes to allow smoking in nearly any bar. The state assembly could take up the bill on the floor this week. The companion bill in the Senate has not made it to committee yet. If you're lucky enough to have season tickets to see the Packers or the Brewers, you'll want to check and make sure they haven't been stolen. Officials from the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection say sports fans across Wisconsin have had their season tickets transferred out of their accounts. Scammers are essentially stealing those tickets directly from the owners. They don't yet know how many fans now have missing tickets, but they don't think it's super common. To prevent this kind of thing from happening, experts say use unique, detailed passwords and don't use them for any of your other accounts, and set up two-factor authentication to add an extra layer of security. Meanwhile, one of the year's biggest blood drives is tomorrow. The Madison Fire Department is hosting the Never Forget Blood Drive for September 11th. It's at the Goodman Community Center. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin says they're responding to double the number of major disasters than they were just 10 years ago. They always need more blood to add to the nation's supply. This is the 14th year Madison firefighters have hosted the 9/11 Never Forget event. In honor of that, they're hoping for 140 donors tomorrow. There are still spots open. You can sign up at redcrossblood.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a few sprinkles in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies can be expected another nice September day with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A bit summery on Thursday, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80 degrees. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Heather Heil of the Green Bay Children's Museum takes a John Candy quiz. Then I'm joined by Ethan Ogilvie, writer of the new rom-com The Threesome, which is just hitting theaters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
denied everything and sued the Wall Street Journal for $20 billion, calling the letter non-existent. Turns out, existent, because yesterday, the House Oversight Committee released it, and whoops-a-pubie. That sure as hell looks legit. It's directly from the Jeffrey Epstein estate. It's exactly what the Wall Street Journal reported, and the signature identically matches a bunch of ones from the same era. And you know what they say? If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, that duck should not be allowed within 300 yards of a school. Despite this evidence.
Stephen Colbert, once again, comedians taking up the journalistic slack in America, like this guy. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Yeah. Where are you coming
from? Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hiya, Bob. Hi. Happy beginning of World War III and pedophilia cover-up day. Hello.
Yeah, what's on the nausea rotisserie today? Let's just go round and round, see where it lands.
Yeah,
my God.
Bob,
always something.
You and I in the volume business, as we were saying, and it's just you don't have time to like, but you know, Joe Walsh said 150 powerful people sent happy birthday notes to Epstein in his birthday book, and all those people still alive. Trump's the only one who denies the birthday note is his. Huh? The only fraudulent note in that entire book, that makes no sense. Trump is lying. That's what makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, he lies so much that you probably run out of brain power like I do to debunk how absolutely ridiculous it is. You know, we were still on FBI informant when we got this, right?
Yeah. The gaslighting is off the charts. We all see what we see. I mean, it's so clear and incontrovertible, the fact that, Donald Trump, who has zero personal restraint, walked right up to that line and said, nope, not going to cross that line. Obviously, and allegedly, he did. Because we also have to say allegedly before everything that we say anymore.
Just his letter. It's this gross one about Epstein selling some fully depreciated woman to Trump. It's the naked one of Epstein getting massaged by four naked women. Many people pointed out the background is Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
exactly right. And even more damning than that is, of course, the depreciated woman alleged joke, right?
Yeah.
With the big Ed McMahon novelty check. Because as we all know, those of us who sometimes dabble in the comedic arts understand that every joke has some element of truth to it. Otherwise, why are you even telling the joke?
Yeah.
You know that, and so someone joking about Donald Trump paying $22,000 for a human being has some element of truth to it. Why would they joke about Donald Trump buying someone unless there was some reason to say Donald Trump purchases people through Jeffrey Epstein?
And it comes out on the same day he tries to minimize domestic violence. There's some little fight my husband has with the wife. It's in the home. It's not a crime. Really? A woman's killed every, I believe it's 10 minutes by an intimate partner? And it's not a crime. If it's just...
It's so important that despite all of the gaslighting, despite everything that is being regurgitated out of that disgusting monster's anus mouth, that we hang on to our values as much as possible. Our American values, our personal values, our sense of decency, decorum, the difference between right and wrong, truth and fiction, that we grapple onto that as much as possible because it's being assaulted every damn day by this maniac and his disciples.
Slight correction, flapping Garfield's anus mouth. Just if you're going to be more specific about what
exact
anus that it looks like. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just love this picture of Caroline Leavitt praying.
Caroline.
She prays, you know, before every press conference. And Cal said, nothing like a little prayer before going out to lie and cover up for a pedophile. I mean, it's, you know, John Fugelsang's book, Perfect Timing, came out yesterday, Separation of Church and Hate. I mean, it's just these fake Christians. I like her and Mike Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And the word from the White House these days is, nuh-uh. And it's basically all they got. I mean, I saw the Carolyn Leavitt statement about the latest document dump from the Epstein estate. And the White House response was basically, nuh-uh. No, yeah. That's obviously not him, even though the signature matches to all of the other versions of his signature that we've seen time and time and time again.
Yeah.
Hey, someone's on my phone. Hey, who's on my phone, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, it's 20 minutes after 7. By the way, was that, speaking of jive radio talk, was that a real thing from Trump
yes.
radio?
Yes, or we just had doing? Lonnie record the voiceover, because when I did it yesterday, I'm like, no this needs right. like a big
That audio
growling.
Is from Lonnie, right. but there is a Trump country station yes. in Fort Myers,
that's
Florida.
That's their actual promo.
Right, right. Okay. Because... Boy, it sounded exactly like Lonnie.
yes, he's
amazing.
We got him a country voiceover job. Yeah.
Oh, God. Talk about the rotisserie of nausea. There's another item.
Bob, and obviously what happened overnight, Heather says Russia using Iranian drones to potentially attack a NATO country is the diabolical that everybody except MAGA saw coming. And on the day Israel bombed Qatar, the last time Qatar was bombed was when Iran targeted the U.S. military base there after Trump bombed them. Are you getting it yet? The U.S. is a TED talk on how to ruin everything in 200 days or less. I mean, this is exactly what Kamala said Putin was going to do if Trump won, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we've all said for many, many years, Malcolm Nance being one of the shoutiest of us, saying that, you know, as soon as Vladimir Putin is comfortable with what's going on in Ukraine, he's going to set his sights on NATO nations, Poland, other formerly Eastern Bloc nations, because Putin obviously has designs on this kind of, I don't know what it is, nostalgia for the Soviet imperialistic era. And so he wants to rebuild that. He's always been kind of butthurt about the breakup of the Soviet Union and losing all of these satellite nations. And so he wants to get them all back here in his hopefully final years. And so this is, you know, him testing the waters. Is the hot tub too hot? And he's going to stick his toe in there and see what it's like,
the
see what
thing,
NATO does, and
for how many times Trump has said, if I'm a president, this would never have happened. I mean, we all know if President Biden or President Harris were president, this wouldn't have happened. I mean, it's...
And the other thing is, now that the drones are no longer in Poland, Donald Trump is going to claim that it was all because of him that the drones left Poland.
Yeah.
It was because, and then he's going to insist that he gets a Nobel Peace Prize, or I'm sorry, a Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel. Yeah,
very
noble.
As a result of chasing the drones out of Poland, which he obviously didn't do.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you go with your lower self, and I am here for that. Trump tells a reporter who asked him about going to war with American cities to be quiet and listen, and you said, I hope his the ankles hurt like a mother... It's just,
yeah, you know, we got to find our joy somehow, don't we?
We
and,
do.
And well, knowing
as,
that
as someone
stands up.
Yelled right to his flapping Garfield anus face... last night,
right.
You're America's Hitler, and they're echoing his vice president, J.D. Vance, who said that, you know, a long time ago. It's impossible to not, you know, root against such an evil, malign influence in the world.
Oh, yeah. And we don't necessarily have to wish anything bad on him, because...
Right.
I know for a fact that every time, like at that World Cup, the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
This past
I love
weekend.
That every time he goes out, he gets booed. I'm glad that he sees the same polls we do. He knows that everyone hates him.
Right. But I found great happiness in the fact that as he was walking down the bleachers to his seat, that every step he took, there was excruciating pain shooting up his legs from his.
All right,
his,
Bob.
Gross S
all right.
ankles.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You also tweeted, speaking of his base, you said the biggest targets of MAGA lies and disinformation are MAGA disciples. Normals understand how renewable energy works and why it's beneficial. It's the dumb suckers who buy into gibberish like this. Was this the one where the actual energy department says, when it's dark out and the wind's not blowing, it doesn't work? And everyone's like, do they not understand what batteries are?
Even Elon Musk had to pipe in and said, we have batteries at Tesla that take care of
that
problem.
Store the energy.
Right, yeah.
That's right. It's you know what? The solar technology is, we've been using this for 40 years now. Right. Going on 50 years now. I mean, Jimmy Carter had solar panels on the roof of the White House. What would happen to their hot water in the White House when the, you know, the sun wasn't shining? Well, obviously, the grid would kick in at that point. There's all kinds of contingencies for when this doesn't happen, including the existence of batteries and greater, longer-lasting battery technology. That's how all of this works.
Yeah.
It's no-brainer stuff, and Trump and the MAGA leadership is constantly lying to their own people about this.
Yeah.
They're the primary victims of all of this disinformation, and the rest of us are just going,
And so here we go into our next election cycle. You said brace yourself for when our broken news media frames being overweight or gas black into disqualifying characteristics for the presidency, despite continued fascist dictatorship, the daily dismantling of American institutions, rampant unchecked diseases, and economy in meltdown. Yeah, we're always judged by a different standard. I have to, well, I guess Carlos Alzraqui is going to show up, despite the fact that Wes Moore is not running, which he's that was his
right.
guy.
You mean Carlos supports Wes Moore? I hadn't heard that.
No.
I hadn't checked my mentions today, so I'm not
No,
sure.
But I, you know, I half wonder, Bob, whether Wes Moore, you know, thinks the same thing a lot of us do, that, you know, or that we're shell-shocked after, you know, this last election going, you know, does it have to be a white guy, first of all? Does it have to be a white straight guy? I mean,
yeah.
You
That's
know.
The common wisdom now that that it has to be a straight white man and nothing else will do because everything is broken in this country, and certainly the news media is, and we're going to be hearing that warning for the next couple of years that, oh, don't you dare run, shock horror, a black woman.
Right.
Or a black man, for that matter.
No, it's depressing.
Or a white woman,
because,
or anything that's at all unusual.
Wes Moore, as you know, is your governor. He's fantastic. You know, Governor Pritzker, Governor Shapiro are fantastic. Cliff Schechter, because he's Jewish, said, I don't know. You know, if America's ready for the first Jewish president. I mean, obviously, we've had two of the most qualified people in the universe in Hillary and Kamala run. You know, I mean,
and we have an embarrassment of riches right now as far as the entire field goes. I mean, there are many future presidents in the latest lists of names that are being polled right now as far as 2028 goes. Gavin Newsom among them, but of course there are many, many others. Yeah. J.B. Pritzker. I'm still hoping that Tim Walz changes his mind and decides to run, because he's my early favorite right now and has been for a while.
Who is?
But,
I'm sorry.
Tim Walz.
Oh, Tim Walz. I love him, too. I was going to say our one hate tweet just yesterday sums up where are we on homophobia and anti-Semitism in America.
Mm-hmm.
Said the bulimic dish licker and Captain Limperisk and those two bagel breaths, which they were referring to Rude Pundit and Cliff Schechter on Monday's show.
Yep.
I was like, oh, well, that just kind of sums up MAGA in one tweet.
It really does. It was efficient. I will give him that. It was efficient.
Okay.
Yes. You left out what that guy called me. He called me a sea smoker.
Oh, that's true.
What?
I remember.
Oh.
I remember.
Oh, you. Oh, you, the guy that is famously having sex with the hottest blonde woman in America, Kimberly Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
right,
you're a pole
Therefore,
smoker.
Therefore, that makes me somehow
Got it.
A sea smoker.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
never
you have company. You have
obviously.
The captain has company.
But at least your wrist isn't limp.
Chalk another one up to accuracy from our favorite troll. Yeah.
Once again, I dare that guy to say either of those things to either of your faces. Bob Seska
That's
is roughly
right.
8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Are you challenging that guy to a fight and me?
On our behalf. She's challenging him on our behalf.
I'm in that Chris Rock bit. Do you want my purse? You're going to have to blow his head off.
Right.
You said you retweeted just Trump declaring war on a U.S. city a normal Saturday, and you said when his regime ends, and it will end, defeatists will be blocked or muted. There has to be a reckoning. I mean, boy howdy. And can I just say, Bob, once again, in your neck of the woods over there, a Democrat just won another special election in Virginia yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So while they keep, you know, talking about, you know, what's wrong with all the Democratic candidates of the Democratic Party, we keep winning elections. Who is this? James Walkinshaw projected to win Virginia 11 seat by 11 billion.
Right. But yeah. it was a solidly Democratic seat anyway.
Right.
It was Jerry Connolly's old seat.
Right. Yeah. Shrinking Republicans' narrow House majority in Congress. Right. But I'm just saying the media seems to just ignore all of the elections we've won since,
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that. And there's also the fact that Republicans really should be panicked right now. They should be absolutely distancing themselves from Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Otherwise, they're all going to lose their, well, not all of them, but most of them are going to lose their jobs next year. So this may be why I think Jim Comer is rat-effing Donald Trump with all of these Epstein files.
Oh.
I can't even imagine that the White House is happy with this, the fact that the House Oversight Committee keeps digging into this issue every time Donald Trump wants it to go away.
It's a dead issue.
So
it's a dead issue.
There's got to be friction there. Yeah.
It is not most sincerely dead. It is not.
No.
It's like Princess Bride dead.
No, this is going to keep going and going and going. Don't anyone worry that the Epstein story is going to disappear. It's not going to disappear, partially thanks to House Republicans and James Comer and the House Oversight Committee. They're going to keep this alive because I think quietly behind the scenes they're like, we have to. Otherwise, you know, we have to weaken this guy because otherwise we're going to lose our jobs next year.
Yeah. Too late for decency. Sorry. The Bob Seska Show is it's a must listen.
It is.
I do.
Especially when Jody's on, too.
Right?
Yes, Jody's on the show.
When you get her from the politics bar.
Yes, I'm on the show.
That's her, right.
I bring it up from behind.
Well, she's on loan from the politics bar.
Are you her designated driver from the politics bar over to the Bob Seska Show?
That's right. Yes. I am. I'm a designated driver for all politics bars.
Jody, you're staying too long in the politics bar. Get in. It's time for the Bob Seska Show.
It's closing time at the politics bar.
The politics bar. Okay.
Last call at
the politics bar.
The politics bar.
It's fun. Do the Lonnie game.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you, Bob Seska. See you next week.
Love you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Bob. Right.
Goodbye.
See you later, Bob.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Knockbacks.
Knockbacks.
I don't want to read anything that Lonnie isn't recording now.
Knockbacks.
Can we have him say
knockbacks?
Just knockbacks.
Knockbacks.
He's our voice toy.
Yeah.
Okay. If something happened tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next kin and not like a fun Mamdani scavenger hunt like in New York City? I mean like a bad one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes. That's on top of their grief. Knockbacks was created to take that burden away. Makes organizing your most important documents so simple you leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything. Your will, financial info, even plans for your pet is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it. And you get a comprehensive checklist. I need that. I used to be a little scraps of paper girl, just little scraps of paper everywhere.
Hang on.
Passwords all willy-nilly. Yeah, no, it's not good. Okay, UE also, they offer estate planning now. Packages which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head on over to theknockbox.com. Knockbox. Use the promo code Stephanie16 to save 16% off. That's right, theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie16.
May cause dizziness, sexual nightmares, and sleep crime.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HomeTitleLock.com. freedomfromreligion.org/Stephanie. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens.
Oh, yeah.
All my Field of Greens arrived yesterday. You know me, I'm kind of a health and exercise nut, you know what I mean?
I noticed.
It makes a big difference what I put in my, like, hike and my bike bottle, mm-hmm. right, of water. I'm telling you, you don't want some water.
It's grody.
Boring. I'm just saying, we all have two ages. I'm not talking about my big lie. I'm talking about your actual age and your body's internal biological age. I have likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here is the thing. It helps support Carol Burnett's big lie about my outside. Okay, Americans eat so many processed foods, right, Jody, that they don't eat enough fruit and veggies. Many are 10 years older plus on the inside than their actual age. They, you are a ticking time bomb. You are a 60 minutes clock in your gut.
Tick, tick, tick.
Right? A major, what happened to the talk? A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Field of Greens, that's it. They did a study. They didn't change their eating, drinking, exercise. They just changed. They had some Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel good knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I am aging. Try it with me. Check out the university study that I'm talking about. and get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Okay, 57 minutes after the hour. Jen Psaki said the same thing we've been talking about all morning. She said, so the idea that Trump and his acolytes are pushing is that 22 years ago, someone forged his signature in his friend's birthday book in the hopes of embarrassing him when he eventually became president. Why? Not one person asked KKKK Caroline Leavitt yesterday when she's there spouting her lies. Just because the answer would have been hilarious. It would have been that kid. Okay. Just, God. Do we comedians have to do everything?
We do.
All right, Malcolm Nance with his new segment, Loud Thoughts, coming up.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Wisconsin has a new candidate for governor. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He'll join the program at 3:35, and we'll kick around politics with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation at the wholesale level easing a bit last month. Producer prices down 2.6% year to year. Tomorrow we find out about prices at the consumer level, which is what a lot of economists use to gauge inflation. NATO scrambling jets after Russia violated Russian airspace. The drones were shot down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It comes less than a week after Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to China, showing unity with leaders of China and North Korea. Since that meeting, Russia has staged its largest aerial attack on Ukraine since the war began.
Russia now claiming it did not deliberately target Poland when it sent the drones there. Demonstrators fanning out across France. They have called for a full day of strikes and protests over proposals to cut government spending. Police in Queens, New York are looking for the man suspected of murdering a husband and wife in their 70s, terrorizing them for 5 hours before tying the husband to a pole and setting him on fire. The wife also burned. This is ABC News.